One word to describe it. God created what? Everything. This is this week. Last week, God created the world. He created everything. Now, excuse me. I lost my voice when I was doing the boom boom, I think. On the wall here, from now on, we're going to start all the stories. It's kind of hard to see, but we're going to go all, as we do the stories, we're going to tape them to, or nail them to the wall. So God creates the world, and today we're doing God creates man. Now, God created man during creation, but man is kind of an important thing, so we want to focus on it today. So we're going to watch a quick video and then do story time. Here we go. Make sure it's turned up.
In the beginning, the earth was a dark, empty blob. God spoke and created the entire world. Light, sky, fish, birds, and animals. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our own image," and created man out of dirt. And the man became a human being named Adam. After 6 days of work, God took a rest. God then put Adam in a garden where there were two trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God told Adam, "Eat from any tree except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat from it, you will die." Eventually, God caused the man to fall asleep, took out one of his ribs, and created a woman who Adam named Eve. God joined Adam and Eve together in marriage.
Woo! All right. Quick and easy. All right. Story time. God creates man and woman. On the sixth day of creation, God said, "Let us make man in our image." This is special because out of all of God's creation, only human beings were made in the image of God. God formed, listen, the first human being, a man, out of the dust of the ground. Last week, God did what for creation? He used his words, right, to create it. Where with man, what did he do? Formed him out of the dust of the ground. So God went out and got some dirt and created a human being. You guys ever done it before? Oh. Okay. Then God breathed on him and the man came alive. God called the man Adam, which means man or human. He planted a very special garden for Adam to live in, a place called Eden. Say, Eden. Eden. The garden was beautiful with rivers and trees. One special tree was called the tree of life. Everybody say tree of life.
Tree of life.
And another tree was called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Everybody? Tree of knowledge of what? Good and evil. Interesting.
Evil.
God told Adam to take care of the garden, and he spent time with him there. God told Adam he could eat from every tree that grew in the garden but one. Which one couldn't he eat from? The tree of life or the tree of the knowledge of good and
evil?
Okay. If Adam ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he would? How'd you guys know that? He would what?
Die.
But God wasn't finished creating it. God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper for him." So God paused there, and he didn't create the woman right away. Adam needed someone like him to be his best friend, his helper, his partner. So what God did is he brought all kinds of animals to see if they could be Adam's helper. Okay? But none of them were like Adam to be his helper. So God's like, "Well, I guess I need to make somebody else to be your helper." So he caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. While Adam was sleeping, God took out one of his ribs and formed it into a woman. So what else did God make with his hands?
Woman.
He made man with his hands and made woman with his hands. Oh, okay. This means that the woman was made from Adam's body. They couldn't be closer, yet they were different from each other too. When Adam woke up and saw the woman, as you saw in the video, his eyes bugged out of his head. Oh, no, he was very happy. Now he wasn't alone any longer. Finally, he had a helper and a friend. Adam called her, whoa, man, woman, because she was made from his own body. Together, they became the first married couple. God blessed them and told them to fill the whole earth with kids and to rule over the rest of God's creation. God gave them the green plants and the fruits of the trees for food. Then God looked at all that he had created and saw that it was very, very what?
Good.
Good. This is how the heavens and the earth, the water and the sky, and everything that fills them were created. When God was finished on the seventh day, he rested from his work. So what did God do with his hands with people? Yeah, he actually used his hands and formed people. When he created the sun, did he make the sun, polish it off? No, he just said, sun, boom. Yeah. This huge nuclear-powered explosive star in the middle of a galaxy just came out of nowhere, right? But human beings, God didn't say, people. And they went, bleh. God got his hands dirty and made people. So there's something special about what? People. Does God treat people like he treats lions? No. Does God treat people like he does snakes? Does God treat people like he does trees? Does God treat people like he does the ocean? No. What about a mountain? Does God talk to mountains and stuff and hang out with them and want to save them and send his son to die on the cross for them? Mountains? No, they're just a bunch of rocks, right? Rocks don't have any feelings, do they?
Yeah.
They do? Yeah. Oh, they might not like it when you walk all over them. Oh, okay. Well, three things I want you to remember from this story about God. All right? So, Kathy, we throw up the three. Well, the first one at least. All right, number one, God created all things for his purposes. He didn't create it for anybody else. He didn't do things he didn't want to do. He did things all for himself, exactly. Everything he created, he wanted to create. The things he didn't create, he didn't want to create. So why didn't he create half human and half horse guys? How come he didn't create like the centaurs, you know, where the man has the body and he has the waist up, it's a man, and then waist down, it's all a horse? How come he didn't create those guys? I mean, those are cool. What about unicorns? I mean, why didn't he create unicorns? You know, it was a horse with a stick sticking out of his head. I mean, how come it wasn't that hard, right? So whatever God created, he wanted to create, and what he didn't want to create, he didn't create. All right. Number two. So God's the man, right? But not the man. All right. God reaches out to man. I don't know about you guys, but anytime I color something, you know, like a piece of paper or an art project, I color something. When I get done, I take it and I cry and I say, oh, my drawing. I love you so much. Can you be with me forever? Forever? I'm going to fold you up, tuck you in my heart, and I'm going to love you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Don't ever do anything bad. No. Do we do that to stuff? No. Sometimes, like if you create something that's really cool, you kind of want to take care of it, right? And stuff. But you don't worship it, or you don't like, but see, God created everything in the whole world, and he likes it. He saw that it was good. But what special thing did he create? Humans in his image. And he is taking care of us. He reaches down to his creation and goes, I want to hang out with you. I want to spend time. I want a relationship with you. So God isn't just this guy up in the sky going, boom, boom, boom. All right, see you later. See you. Have fun down there. You know, don't do anything too bad. Is God doing that? No, God still is hanging out, wanting a relationship and stuff. All right. Number three. This is a big one. God prescribes order and authority in creation. When you guys are at your home, is your mom and dad the boss, or do they let you guys be the boss? Yeah, for the most part, they're the boss. When you're at school, does Miss Rhonda Lee and Mr. Becker say, oh, Natalie, you get to be in charge of the whole school today? No, like, not that Natalie would do a bad job. It's just that she's not ready for order and authority, right? So who's the boss of everything? Mrs. Lee, Mr. Becker? Oh. Who's the boss of everything? God is the boss of everything. And who does he give authority to? Principals, your mom and dad, presidents, police, to help keep things in order, right? But God, what that word, I'm going to give you a big word. You guys ready for this? Say sovereignty. Can you guys say sovereignty? If we lived in England, or if we lived in some country that had a king, he would be what was called sovereign. He's the boss of who? Everybody. He would be the boss of, and if he didn't like what you were wearing, Brayden, he would go off with his head. And the guards would go, okay. And he would go, and Brayden would be walking around missing something important, right? God is sovereign. He's the boss of everything. But does he go and lop off Braden's head?
No.
No. What does he do? He loves Braden. He loves Ava. He even loves Adam King. I don't know. I don't know Adam. I don't know why, but he does. So God is the boss of everything. So he makes things for himself. He reaches out to us, and he's the boss. Okay? All right. Final thing is, what does Jesus have to do with any of this stuff? Anybody know? Oh, man. You guys are cheating now. You guys get to see what's going on. In Genesis, who's the first man? Wait, what? Who? Adam. And in the New Testament of the Bible, it says that Jesus is the... What does it say up there? The what man? The last man. Adam is the first man. And who's the last man? Who's the last man? Who? You guys are sleeping this morning. Do we need to wake up? Who? Jesus. Who's the first man? Who's the last man? Who is at the beginning of time? God created him. Adam. Who is kind of in the middle that came and fixed stuff? Jesus. Exactly. So... We're going to find out next week that Adam and his wife Eve sinned and brought sin into the world, so they were like the ultimate sinners. And then Jesus came in and fixed the ultimate sinners and became the one who rescues us. He's like the Navy SEAL, SEAL Team 6, to come and rescue us from the bad people. Jaden, are you worried?
Yeah. Right.
So is Jesus pretty important? Yes. He came and did what Adam was supposed to do, but Adam didn't do. Adam was supposed to be the guy that had the image of God in him and was perfect because God made him good, right? And then Adam and Eve chose to disobey, we'll learn next week. And now God had to send the perfect man to come and fix stuff. All right, let's pray. Bow your heads, close your eyes. God, thank you that you created the world that we live in. Thank you that you created us, human beings, to live in this world. Thank you that there's something special about us, that you like us so much, that you reach out to us, that you want a relationship with us, even if we're bad and we're messed up. And God, thank you that you sent Jesus to fix us, to be the last man to help us out of our sin. We really, even though we may not know it, we really, really, really need Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Good job, guys.